see. And we have KPM here to present the 2020 audit.
Good morning. I'm Andy Marmaget with KPM CPAs, and we have completed our audits of the county for the year ended December 31st, 2020. And there's two audits we conducted for the county. We audited the county's financial statements, and we audited the county's major federal program as required by the federal government. And what I'd like to do this morning is go over the results of each of those audits and talk a little bit about the financial highlights. We are delivering this report a little later than we normally do, and the reason for that is we are waiting on Developmental Connections to complete their audit so that it can be included with the counties as required by the accounting standards. The first page of the report I'd like for you to take a look at is page 4. The report here on page 4 is called the Independent Auditor's Report, and this is a report where we state our opinion on the county's financial statements, and we're stating an opinion on whether or not the county has fairly presented its financial statements in accordance with the cash basis of accounting. And the type of opinion that we've given the county is what we call an unmodified or clean opinion, and that's the best opinion that you can receive on your financial statements. Next, I'd like you to turn over to page 19. This first financial statement I wanted to go over is called the Statement of Receipts, Disbursements, and Changes in Fund Balances. And it shows the receipts and disbursements for the county's major funds for this past year. And if you look at the headings across the columns there, you'll see that the major funds are in column 1, the county's general fund, column 2, the Road and Bridge Trust Fund, the Road and Bridge Fund, the Law Enforcement Sales Tax Fund, the County Sewer Sales Tax Fund, and in the third column from the end is a new fund, it's the Coronavirus Fund. And then the second to last column is what we call the non-major governmental funds. That's all the other funds of the county that have been combined. So if you're looking for a particular fund that you don't see on this page, you'll see that starting on page 54. It'll give you a detail of what makes up that column. And then the last column is just a total for all the county's funds. If you look back on the left-hand side of the page and go down to that first subtotal there where it says total receipts, and look across to that first column there for the general fund, you'll see that the total receipts for the general fund this past year was just over $12 million. And that's down $600,000 from the prior year. And that's due to less taxes received. Taxes are the very first line in that section there. The total taxes this past year was just under $7.9 million, and that's down $600,000 from the prior year. If you look back on the left-hand side of the page and go down to the next subtotal where it says total disbursements and look across to the right, that first column, you'll see the total disbursements for the general fund were $13.7 million, and that's down $1.1 million from a year ago. And that's due to the airport capital improvements that were occurring in the prior year. So overall, the disbursements exceeded receipts, next line down, by $1.6 million. However, after a transfer into the fund of $1.7 million from other funds, there was an overall increase in the county's general fund, third line from the bottom, there in that first column, of $24,000, which brought the general fund balance up from $5,115,000 to start the year to $5,140,000 at the end of the year. The Road and Bridge Trust Fund, there in the second column, had an increase in its fund balance, third line from the bottom, of $984,000, which brought its fund balance up to $11.3 million at the end of the year. The Road and Bridge Fund had a decrease of $89,000 and ended the year at just under $1.6 million. The Law Enforcement Sales Tax Fund had an increase of $153,000 and ended the year at $1.2 million. The County Sewer Sales Tax Fund had a decrease of $6.4 million. And that's due to the sewer projects that were occurring in 2020. So that brought the fund balance in the sewer sales tax fund down from $14.2 million to start the year to $7.8 million at the end of the year. The next column is a new fund for the county. It's called the Coronavirus Fund. The county received $6.5 million in coronavirus funds. It dispersed $3.5 million to other entities and transferred $462,000 to the general fund to reimburse the county for expenses, which left an ending fund balance in the coronavirus fund of $2.5 million at the end of the year. The non-major funds there in the second to last column to get all together had an increase of $55,000, end of the year at $1.7 million. And in total for the county's funds, there was a decrease of $2.7 million, bringing the fund balance down from $34.2 million to start the year to $31.4 million at the end of the year. Next, I'd like to turn over to page 21. This next statement is called the Statement of Receipts and Disbursements and Changes in Net Position Proprietary Fund, and this shows the receipts and disbursements for the county's transfer station fund. If you look on the left-hand side of the page and go down to total operating receipts, that first subtotal, and look across, you'll see that the operating receipts for the transfer station was $2.1 million for this past year. Its operating disbursements, the next subtotal, was $2.2 million. So overall, there was an operating loss, the next line down, of $116,000. However, after you include interest receipts and some other receipts of $122,000, there was an overall income, which would be fifth line from the bottom, of $6,355. And after a transfer out of $389,000 to other funds of the county, there was a net loss, third line from the bottom, of $383,000, which brought its net position down from $1.1 million to start the year to $723,000 at the end of the year. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 38. I wanted to point out where in the report, if you're interested in seeing what makes up the debt of the county, and you'll find that here on page 38 at the very bottom table. You see that there's two items, the 2015 certificates of participation and compensated absences. And in the second to last column, the first line, you'll see that left to be paid on the 2015 certificates was $3.9 million. And in the last column shows what's coming due in 2021, which is $1.5 million. Compensated absences were $270,000, and that's primarily unpaid workers' comp that has accrued. Next, I'd like to turn over to page 58. Here on page 58 has a very long title, but what it is a report that's required to be issued by us to the county commission anytime we conduct an audit in accordance with government auditing standards, which is set by the federal government. And what government auditing standards require is that if during our audit of your financial statements anything came to our attention that indicated that there were material weaknesses in your internal controls or any non-compliance with any laws, regulations, contracts, or grants. And I'm pleased to report to the commission that we did not note any noncompliance, nor did we note any material weaknesses in your controls. It's important to note, however, that we did not audit your internal controls, nor did we audit your compliance with all laws, regulations, contracts, or grants. It just means that nothing came to our attention that indicated any of those items. Next, I'd like you to turn over to page 60. There is one compliance audit we did conduct, and it's an audit of compliance with the county's major federal grant program. Anytime a government spends over $750,000 in federal funds, it's required to have this audit. And the county spent $4.6 million in federal funds this past year. Most of that was the coronavirus monies, and that was the major grant program that was audited. and I'm pleased to report that the county has received an unmodified or clean opinion on its compliance, which is the best opinion that you can receive. And I know the coronavirus was a big undertaking for the county, and there was a lot of work that went into it, and I found that the county did a really good job in handling those monies. So I congratulate the county on that. And that's all I had to go over in the bound report. I'd like to take a look at our recommendation letters, the separate letter that I gave you. The first one is actually not a recommendation, but a commendation. In prior audits, we noted that not all checks issued by the county required two or more signatures. However, that is now being done, and so we'd like to commend the county for that. Number two, purchase order. The county currently does not utilize a purchase order system, which basically means is that you have a system in place that approves a purchase before a purchase is made. And this is a good internal control. Did you have a question?
I thought we did now. Our purchase IT department had worked extensively on the program, on what you're saying here, and I thought that was implemented.
I think that was this year.
Oh, this year. It was after the first year? Okay.
Okay. So maybe we'll have a commendation on this one next year. But I can tell you, if you have implemented it, you'd be. I make this recommendation on several counties, and you all would be the first to have implemented it, so that would be great. But it's a great system to have in place because it really helps the auditor's office out, because the auditor's office is, under state statutes, required to make sure that the budget is there to make a purchase and also the cash available on hand is available for before a purchase is made. So this is a great system to have in place to help the auditor meet its statutory obligations. Number three, accounts payable and payroll. During our audit, we noted that accounts payable and payroll is currently not within the clerk's office, and we believe under the statutes that it should be in the clerk's office, and we recommend that the county consider moving that under the clerk whenever that's feasible. Number four is a new pronouncement. It's a new accounting standard that's coming into effect. It's in regards to leases. The county's not on the accrual basis, so these leases would not go on your balance sheet as assets or liabilities. However, no disclosure in your financial statements is going to be required on these leases. And so what we're recommending is that the county become familiar with this statement and determine what needs to be done in, to successfully implement this new accounting standard. It will go into effect for your year ending December 31st, 2022. So there's still plenty of time to read and understand this new standard. And then the last one, cybersecurity. This is a recommendation that we have in all of our audits that we issue. And it's just a reminder to make sure that you are performing your risk assessments for cybersecurity. Governments have been highly targeted by cyber criminals, and there's been a lot of governments held hostage over their systems. And so what we recommend is that the county perform risk assessments of its security, educate employees on how to recognize fraudulent emails, as that's usually how they get in. Make sure you have what you believe to be adequate insurance coverage and have a recovery plan in case you are breached. And that's all I had to go over this morning. Is there any questions on anything that I've covered?
On the item, our IT department is constantly working on that and checking, and they get, you could discuss with them, they get many tries.
Yeah, and I have, and you guys are doing it. It's just serves as a reminder.
Absolutely.
To continue to do it.
And because it's getting worse.
Yeah.
I got a report where the bank had it.
Yeah. And they're always coming up with new ways to get in.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, if there's no more questions, I wanted to thank the commission for having me here this morning. And I also want to take a moment to thank all the county offices who helped us during our audit. Especially the auditor's office, treasurer, and clerk's office, who I work the most with. Everyone here is always very professional to me and my staff, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We'll be in recess. I've got 10:15. We'll recess, and we'll move upstairs for... Looks like we're scheduled for executive session.
I don't know that I have anything unless you...